And welcome back to What's Happening in Kristen's Colon.
Guys, nothing is happening in my colon.
Nothing but a whole lot of air.
Exactly.
That's a lot to something to me.
All right. Speaking of really creepy ass subjects, I just had to bring up how much of a pussy Mike is, because we were watching a horror movie the other day, yesterday actually. We popped in The Relic, and you okay there, little fella? You choking?
Well, we popped it in, but we're trying to like work our way up to The Exorcist, because Neither of us can actually handle it.
I'm gonna
it right
say
now.
I'm a pussy too.
What's wrong with you guys?
We don't do scary movies. It's just, I'm sorry, we just don't do.
Where
scary.
Where are testicles?
They're down in my pants where they usually are. But you know, for
what
scary
kind of
movies,
man are you?
I don't know. I've never checked during a scary movie. They might just check out.
they might just.
Yesterday, they were across the goddamn street.
I have
least
to say,
a couple times.
We both
screamed like a bitch at like two or three different points at the movie.
I bet it was really high pitched too, wasn't it?
Well, it was full on. I mean, there were a couple of times. The first one, and this was just the creepiest thing ever. First of all, you gotta realize I've got an imagination on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Both of us.
Mike's got an imagination on him, and I think we've told you the squirrel story of us when we were up camping, and we had drank a whole bunch the night before.
Yeah.
We were up in the cabin. The cabin had like a porch on it that was screened in.
Were you guys all by yourselves?
It was
a cabin?
Yeah. It was,
yeah,
just,
it
me
was
and
just
Matt.
The two of us.
Oh.
Don't worry about it.
he's
married.
It's exactly what you're thinking, Kristen.
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, man's trip out camping.
There it is. Thank you very
well,
much.
Well, you know, it is a camping trip with a nice comfy
out.
Cabin and a hot tub.
We weren't hot
tub.
Oh,
don't
that
even mention
suspicious?
No, it wasn't we didn't do the hot tub.
No.
Oh, right.
No. So
okay. Yeah,
so we had drank a whole bunch the night before.
Instead, we took a shower together.
There. Dude, why you got to go there?
I don't know. Continue.
Okay, thank you. Thank. Just right. Shut up for a minute. So we had drank a whole bunch the night before, and there were probably, 15 beer bottles out on the porch and an empty bottle of wine that I had polished off. And we were sleeping, and all of a sudden, it's like 6 in the morning. Okay, mm-hmm. The sun has just come up. I've regained consciousness. And
we're both kind of like just lying there. We're both kind of – we've both done the – hey, what's up, Nod?
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know, the like
in the morning.
I acknowledge you're awake. You acknowledge I am awake, but we haven't really said anything
how
yet.
How do you acknowledge that when you're spooning?
Thanks for that.
No words can describe what I'm feeling right now. Man, okay. You shut up over there.
Speechless.
We had just done the what's up nod, like Mike was saying. It was fuck off early in the morning, and all of a sudden we hear like this rummaging, like out on the porch. We're the only ones up there.
Yeah, this is out in the middle of buttfuck nowhere. I mean, to even hear another sound.
It's interesting that you call it that.
I hate you. I really do.
That was a Freudian slip. You stay the fuck over here, dude. Where's my wife? Oh, my wife.
Do you need to reassert your masculinity?
I need a buffer zone. I need to play with some tits or something. I'm sorry. It was out in the middle of nowhere, right, Mike?
Yeah.
Middle
so,
of nowhere.
Yeah, thank you. And
I've been there.
We hear
with
on the porch, we hear glass breaking. And we both start getting all freaked out and everything. And oh, fuck, it doesn't help that we were in our underwear, does it?
No.
No.
We were both in our boxers. It's just what guys do, okay? They sleep in a sleeping bag
well,
in their boxers.
Especially when you hear something like that, it was adrenaline kicked in, fight or flight time.
Yeah.
And so we grabbed the first
thing. We heard
thing that
shit
we,
out on the porch, and we're like, somebody's breaking. Because we are. We're out in the middle of nowhere.
There is no one around, period. And so we hear this rummaging out there and everything. We hear glass breaking.
Now, and the porch is screened in. There's no way to get inside except because at night we lock it. We put a box of nails in front of the screen door. So that
no,
seriously. I mean,
you got to give the proper image, dude.
A,
they're big long. I mean, they're probably a they're foot railroad long ties. At least. They're okay. Thank you.
And it's railroad not a box of nails. Ties.
And
it's
I mean,
not nails.
They're gonna either a difference. They're gonna either a not you're not gonna be able to open or if you're a small animal or something.
Yeah,
or
yeah, yeah.
B, if somebody does open the door, we're sure to hear it because okay. it's gonna be loud.
It'll
be
loud.
Somebody pushing the spikes away. Okay. So,
so.
You know.
We hear the rummaging out there. We hear the glass breaking. We both freak out. We look at each other. We jump out of bed. We grab the first thing that was close to us. I think I had a spatula.
See, I was by the fireplace, so I had the fire poker.
Okay, he had the poker. I had the
I was gonna
the spatula.
You were going to cook.
We rip the door open, ready to kick some ass, and there's a goddamn squirrel that looks at
oh,
us.
Oh, and the squirrel was scared
and it
more than we were.
It lost
I mean,
it.
We were both, all three of us were scared.
Pretty
and
much.
And I mean, you know, Matt and I come out in our boxers, and the squirrel looks up at us like, ha, ah, and we open the door like, ha, ah, and we're just all like, all parties involved.
We all start screaming.
Yeah, and we're pretty much like,
there was. So you, ah. can, so you can imagine when we start watching a horror film, the imagination kicks in, and there were a couple of times, specifically the first one, where we're watching this goddamn thing, and it's all creepy. You've never seen the creature before. It's all
yeah.
behind
we're
you.
Yeah.
It's dark. It's you know, and all of a sudden, we hear this sound coming from the kitchen, like something or someone
it started
is rummaging
off
around.
Real, yeah, it started off real slow. It was like just a small crinkle, crinkle, crinkle. And then I paused. Yeah, exactly like that. And then I paused the movie because Matt and I both heard it. We look at each other, and it continues. And then all of a sudden, we just hear this boom.
Well, we simultaneously shit our pants.
Yeah.
And
I had to go in the other room and change my underwear.
Honestly, it was bad news.
It was just a garbage bag in the kitchen falling over.
Oh.
But I mean, you can see how like sitting in the living room and hearing that, knowing that we're the only two people in the apartment, that's pretty scary.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad news.
The other time, well, the thing that made me scream like a girl is I had a racket leaned up my seat, and it fell and brushed against my leg at some point. And I'm telling you this, it was a point where something was going on and I screamed like a little girl. And that in fact made Matt scream like a little girl because he didn't know what was going on either. I don't do it, dude. Don't do it.
There's nothing behind you, you
I
little
hate
pussy.
You. I'm closing the closet too. I don't trust you guys.
The closet, a place that you are intimately familiar with.
Fuck you.
Well, I mean, yeah, horror movies are scary. I get scared by them too, but I have a vagina, and there's a reason.
Well, now, but
that
see,
I'm scared.
Are you scared when you go to see a horror movie? Are you scared just while you're watching the horror movie, or afterwards? Do you kind of like double check your bathroom?
No. I freak out a little afterwards, depending on the movie, of course. You know, like when
I
saw.
Out.
Like The Exorcist. I hate The Exorcist. I can't stand.
We're working our way
yeah,
up
we're
to
trying
it.
To
we'll,
get there.
We'll get there.
Have you guys ever seen it?
No.
Oh, were you serious?
Yes.
You've
yes.
never seen the.
No. We've never seen it.
We're working our way up.
We're trying. Okay.
Have you seen The Ring?
No.
The Ring? Oh yeah, I've seen The Ring.
Oh, that's a good one.
No.
That's
no.
Scary.
No. See, and that's the sort
Ring
of thing.
Ring 2.
Any image that can. That my mind can bring up at later points is going to be
The Exorcist is going to haunt you forever.
In fact, you know what? This is something that I do, Mike, all the time. When something's
yeah,
creepy,
yeah,
and especially
yeah.
if he is in an altered state of his brain, i.e. inebriated,
mm-hmm.
if I have a guitar nearby, I start playing creepy-ass chords, and I start looking at him all creeped out, and I tell him, Mike, don't look under your bed tonight. Mike. We're coming for you, Mike. And you know what? He is he's looking at me right now like he's not knowing that. Because he knows when he goes to sleep, he's going to wake up and there's
well,
going to be someone on his balcony.
Games. It's all fun and games right now, but then I'm lying in bed at 11:30 going, I know it's just, you know, something that Matt said,
Mike.
But I really don't want to look under
don't
my
look
bed,
under
right
your
now.
Bed right now.
There might actually, because, you know, yeah, there's not supposed to be anything. Science has proven that, you know.
Science has proven?
Really,
science has proven there's no boogeyman?
Yeah, pretty much. There's no boogeyman. But what if there was? I mean, these movies, they happen, you know?
Their movies.
Spoken like a true man right over there.
Oh, my God.
Rock on.
But, yeah, just so you know, once you see The Exorcist, her face will stay with you for the rest of your life.
I don't want to watch it anymore.
When you close your eyes, you will see her. I see her occasionally.
I'm clean. That's
when I'm trying
to go
to sleep, and it just pops into my head out of nowhere.
No, I'm not watching it.
It's the eyes and the scars on her face, and oh,
she's coming for
God,
you, Mike.
It is
tonight.
So
He's looking behind him.
Can I change places in the studio next time? I don't like having my back to the closet.
I'm in front of the window.